This is 89.1 WEMU, and once again, I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan Theater. He is also the CEO, and he is our regular Thursday guest on WEMU for Cinema Chat, but tomorrow being a holiday and all, we're doing it Wednesday.
That's right. We came in a little early to celebrate the movies and the holidays.
Happy holidays to you, sir.
Yes, absolutely. Merry Christmas to all the celebrate, and happy holidays to everyone, because it's that end of the year celebratory time. Yesterday was the winter solstice.
You are our community merry man.
Yes, ho, ho, ho. there's a lot to celebrate, at least in the movie world, because it's going to be award season. And the Golden Globes, late last week, announced their nomination. And the leading movie to get nominations was Carol. It got 5 total nominations. Cate Blanchett got a nod for actress, as did Rooney Mara, the two lead actors in that.
And nice.
It got a Best Picture nomination and other stuff. Mad Max Fury Road, which was released this summer and was a big mainstream hit, has also gotten a tremendous amount of end-of-the-year recognition.
I don't know why I find that surprising.
But it was a well-done movie. Revenant, which is the Western movie that's competing with The Hateful Eight in
right.
the Western. But it's about a guy in the early 1800s who was left for dead because he'd been attacked by a bear, but he wasn't quite dead, as they might say in a Monty Python movie. And he literally crawls to a outpost where he recovers, but an interesting kind of approach. Joy is another film that got a nomination for Best Picture, in the case of the Golden Globes, Best Musical and Comedy. Other nominations in that category are The Martian, Trainwreck, Big Short, and Spy. Those got Best Picture nominations. And Brooklyn also got a lot of nominations away, especially for Saoirse Ronan, who's the lead actress. So the Danish girl was also nominated for Alicia Vikander, who's the co-lead in that. So there's a lot of good stuff out there. The Metacritics announced their top films, and there's several films that haven't been distributed locally. Anomalisa, which is a very bizarre film, was the top-rated film, according to Metacritic, this year.
And we haven't seen that here yet.
It hasn't been released
right
here. Carol was number 2, which opens tomorrow. And Sherpa is a documentary about the Himalayan guides in
right.
Mount Everest. Inside Out was the number 4 film, which I liked quite a bit, Pixar animation. 45 Years, which has been released in the United States, a British film, hasn't been released in the local market, but it's about a couple that's been married for 45 years, and it's very interesting, meditative film with a great performance. Of Spotlight, which is currently playing and will continue. Timbuktu, which we already played, is number 7. The Look of Silence, another documentary on Indonesian genocide, played as part of Cinetopia, and Jafar Panahi's Taxi, which is a very interesting film by an Iranian filmmaker who was banned from making films, but he made a film on his cell phone and got it released. So anyway,
where there's a will, there's a way, and there's a long list of 25 which will be available to you on our website after this airs.
Yeah, absolutely. So lots of great stuff. Well, opening this in the next couple days is Youth, which stars Michael Caine and Harvey Keitel and Jane Fonda in a really fun cameo role right at the end of the movie. And this is about two longtime friends. Michael Caine's character is an acclaimed composer and conductor, and Harvey Keitel, he's a British gentleman, and Harvey Keitel is a renowned filmmaker, and they're both on a retreat in the Swiss Alps. Harvey Keitel trying to put together his last great movie, and Michael Caine just retired and retreating from the world. A Michael Caine character is pursued very aggressively by representatives of the Queen of England to put on a special concert, because Prince Philip really, really likes his compositions.
And yet he doesn't want to do it.
But he doesn't want to do it, and Harvey Keitel is working with with a band of young people to put together his new film. And the film is directed by the guy who won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film. But if you remember that, it was a beautiful kind of elliptical film. And this film is also a little elliptical, which actually makes it fun, and it's beautifully shot.
Alps, you can't go wrong, right?
There's a lot of characters that pass through it. There's kind of magical realism parts to it. It's a very compelling film. Youth opens in the next couple days. Joy, which we talked about earlier, as one of the films that's getting award recognition, is directed by David O. Russell, who did The Silver Lining Playbook and American Hustle.
And course, he's going back to the same cast.
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper are in this. And it's based on the life of an American inventor and entrepreneur, Joy Mangano. It's about betrayal, treachery, and the loss of innocence and the scars of love, something that David O. Russell does very well. If you remember Silver Lining Playbook,
yep.
Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper were both a little off mentally and trying to deal with it. This is a very compelling film as well. So that opens on Friday at the State Theater. Carol, which it literally is getting at the top of everybody's list for Best Picture.
And Cate Blanchett for Best Actress.
And Rooney Mara as well. And it's about two women in the 1950s in New York. And it's based on a Patricia Highsmith novel that came out in the 1950s. These two women find each other, fall in love, and that's not exactly the kind of thing that was going on, at least widely
certainly
recognized
not openly,
in public,
yes.
And very, very much looked down upon. But the performances are great. Carol is definitely worth checking out, and it's directed by Todd Haynes, who's a very good filmmaker. The Danish Girl is a true love story of Danish artist Einar Wegener, who's played by Eddie Redmayne, and his wife, played by Alicia Vikander, was in the Robot movie earlier this year. She's nominated for Best Actress, as is Eddie Redmayne, in, as we come to the end. And it's about the pining journey of these two people when the Eddie Redmayne character becomes a woman. This was back in the 1920s, so that opens tomorrow at the State
Theater.
Certainly
has not a lot of resonance today.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It does. And Temple Beth Emmis always does a special film on Christmas Day for community members who want to celebrate early in the morning, and maybe not. They may not be celebrating the Christmas holiday, but they're celebrating everyone being together, and
right.
It's a lot of fun. And this year they're showing Big, the Tom Hanks film, where he is a 13-year-old boy that is suddenly an adult, and ends up being a very successful person in the toy business, but he's still a 13-year-old boy in an adult body, and there's a lot of interesting
conflict. There's other movie options as well. I'm very much looking forward to Concussion from Will Smith.
That's right. It's a football drama about brain trauma. Nice reviews, and Will Smith does a great job. Daddy's Home, which is a Will Ferrell comedy.
Right,
with
Mark Wahlberg
is the cool dad. Point Break is based on the 1991 hit starring Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves. And The Big Short, which is a comedy, a Wall Street comedy with Christian Bale, Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt, a wonderful cast, and it's gotten a lot of recognition here at the end of the
year. And then, of course, there's Quentin Tarantino, providing more Quentin Tarantino-type movie.
That's right. Well, and it's not available in the Ann Arbor market. In fact, it's not even very available in the Detroit market. There's a couple places that are playing it in 70mm, so we'll talk about that later. But award-winning films, whether it's at the Commercial House, but most particularly at downtown at the Michigan and State. So make your holiday part of a movie-going experience.
There you go.
Your family will love it.
Exactly right. You can do it together, or if you need a break from your family, it's a perfect way to go. Enjoy the holidays. Merry to all. And for Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ho, ho, ho from Hollywood.